Some people like to work in the dark. Can you imagine that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Some people like to work in the dark. That is a very difficult thing for me to appreciate, because working in the dark is okay, but it's like perhaps being blind. When you're blind, that's time enough to work in the dark, but I assure you, blind people do not work in the dark. Blind people see with their inner eye. They see with their inner light. Can you imagine a person being blind and not being able to see and not being able to live in the active world, not being able to participate in life as a sighted person would do? Can you imagine how absolutely devastating that would be? Well, people who are blind do not live in the dark. They live in an inner light and an inner awareness and an inner flow that gives them purpose, meaning, direction, and light. They have this light because this light is so valuable and so important to them. I surround you with my pure white light of love. I surround you with my pure white light of love, the pure white light of love that I am. And this is our reality. You see, whatever we see in the outer is first something we see in the inner. And so a blind person can work from that premise that what he sees on the inner is what is in the outer. If he hears sounds, he knows this sound means certain types of experiences. And this is how he works. If he has touch, he knows that brings certain types of experiences. But now, what about these people who traditionally or proverbially like to work in the dark? Why would anyone want to work in the dark? I come into many rooms and I see people sitting reading, and the sun has gone down and the room is becoming dark now. There is only the twilight that shines through the windows, and the light is not really adequate for reading. But the person continues right on reading as though the lights were turned on. And I say, "May I turn the light on for you?" "Oh, no, I'm okay." Or, "Oh, I hadn't noticed that it had gotten dark." "Oh, I didn't realize it was dark." You see, like the blind person, we have that pure white light of love within us. We have that light that we are, and it shines outward, and we use it far more often than we realize. We may appear to be sitting in the dark, reading in the dark, but we are really reading in full glow of awareness, of light that illumines whatever it is that we're doing. Light is a wonderful thing. And we can manipulate it and we can use it, like with the sun. We can let the sun shine on things, and most things the sun shines on we can readily work with, whether our eyes are 20/20 or whether our eyes have some limitation about them. When we look with artificial light, sometimes we do not see as perfectly as we do in the sunlight. That's an interesting idea. It's more of a concept or a consciousness than anything else, because the light, the lumens of the sun and the lumens of our light bulb at whatever range we're using it are somewhat the same. But our attitude is what makes the big difference. Now, why is it that some people like to work in the dark? Well, I think we have to rephrase that. It's not that they like to work in the dark. It's that they are not working in the dark. They are working in their pure white light of love. They are working in an inner illumination that we are unaware of in another person. In ourselves, we're unaware of it too. And because we're unaware of it, we haven't taken full use of its ability to be valuable and active in us. When we start living in our pure white light of love, we find that everything is illumined for us. Everything is made aware for us. We live in that instant illumination that shines forth that pure white light of love, illumining everything that we look upon. It may be a book. It may be a person. It may be work that we're doing around the house. It may even be the dishes. But whatever we look upon with our pure white light of love, we see it perfectly. I have a dear friend in Switzerland who had a sink for years that didn't have a light over it. And when she'd stand at her sink, the light from above her was blocked from being seen on the dishes. And when she was standing at her dishes, the light from the window was never really, as you might say, adequate, but it was there. And then one day, her son came and put a light right over her sink. And when he put that light over her sink, she said, "For 30 years, 40 years, I have been working at this sink, and I have been not having the light, and now, in one moment, my son put the light over my sink, and I can see beautifully. I can see the dishes and see how clean they are and see how wonderful they are, and to work at my sink to prepare my vegetables and to do everything. Before, I always had to stand over my special table, and now I can stand at the sink where it is much easier to do the work and to rinse things off. It is so wonderful. It is so wonderful. I didn't realize how wonderful it could be." Well, if we take this same attitude that she took toward her light over her sink, and we take it to our pure white light of love, and we begin to turn on our pure white light of love in all circumstances, we will see beautifully and wonderfully. I know as I walk the path sometimes in the evening, and it is very dark out, and as I'm walking along the path, at first I don't see the path too well, because my eyes have not become accustomed to the dark, or I have not let my pure white light of love shine through to illumine the path for me. But the moment I take a moment and become at peace, and you say, "You're adjusting your eyes to the darkness." No, I'm turning on my pure white light of love. And as I turn on my pure white light of love, it's as though the path were as bright as midday. Beautiful, charming, and wonderful. Our pure white light of love is our inner light, and it is our outer light. It is the only light that we have. We may have light bulbs, we may have fluorescent lights, we may have football stadium lights, we may have all sorts of lights, but none of them is equal to the pure white light of love within that we learn to let shine out and illumine our path. Some people like to work in the dark, and they're not really working in the dark, but they don't realize that they're using their pure white light of love. If they were to realize they use their pure white light of love, they would probably never need to turn on a lamp. How interesting that would be, never needing to turn on a lamp. Our pure white light of love is our lamp. Think about it. Might have some value for you. Give it a little power and know that it is our reality. Have a wonderful day. Let your instant illumination brighten your day with your pure white light of love, as you know all is in divine order for you now, and it always will be. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.